I thought it's about time, now that it's been a couple of days, to get back to you with a bit of summing up about how the whole trip to Canberra with my daughter Sabina was and how the whole Human Brochure campaign went from my point of view. I've additionally to this bit of audio, I've recorded some little interviews with people about how they thought it went, and I'm going to mash that together. Different aspects of it, both the overview of how the whole thing went for them, but also how what they thought of the war memorial. But I'll get back to you with that in the next, hopefully, couple of days. The entire Human Brochure campaign was fascinating. They had something like 31,000 applications for it, for 500 slots. So I feel really fortunate to have got on it. But I wasn't too surprised that I got on it. I thought I had a pretty fair chance of being able to win one of the 500 slots because I've been on the social networks since they started, pretty early in the piece. You know, I got onto Twitter in 2007 and Facebook around the same time. And they were pretty well in their infancy in those days. And also I've got a bit of a social presence because I've got a couple of podcasts, and additional to that I use a few of these additional services which a lot of people in the mainstream don't use, things like Audioboo. And I do like using audio. I prefer to use audio as a means of communication over video, and I met a couple of video bloggers while I was there, and they were interesting in themselves. So I thought there was a fair chance that I'd get picked up, and also because I'm not in the normal demographic. I'm old. I'm 52 years old, and in the whole great scheme of things in the world of social networking, 52 is positively ancient. I noticed looking around on the first night when we all got together, all 250 of us or thereabouts at the war memorial, I looked around for grey hair. And I saw probably two other grey heads in the whole space. And yesterday on Twitter, I asked the question of whether I was the oldest there. And I had somebody come back and say he was 53, and he went to the October weekend, not this weekend. I think there might have been a couple of people who were older than me, but only a couple, and only by a couple of years. So I was definitely right at the top end. And I know on the adventure stream, I was definitely the oldest, and probably the oldest by a decade. To the next oldest person who was probably in their mid-40s or thereabouts. There was definitely a lot of younger people on the adventure stream. My daughter at 21 was down the bottom end. There was a lot of people probably in their 20s and 30s, which was the main age group for the adventure stream. But at 52, I was definitely the oldest. And that was interesting in itself because I think I saw things a little bit differently to the way they necessarily saw it because of my age. Now, I realised this was a junket. I realised it wasn't the real world, and I realised we were being pandered to because they wanted to make sure they got all positive comments out to the real world. And a couple of people I know who arrived from Perth a couple of days earlier, Grum in particular, he arrived on the Thursday night and they didn't know that they were coming. The hotel didn't know they were coming, and they got a bit of attitude from the reception. And Grum immediately got online and basically bagged them out. And the next day, the hotel manager confronted Grum and smoothed things over and gave him a couple of bottles of wine and tried to make amends because he realised that there was a major cock-up. And the person who was on reception at the Crown Plaza in Canberra disappeared after that and hasn't been seen of since. So either he's folding napkins in the basement or he's been asked to move on to another job. But yeah, that's the sort of thing I'm talking about. They were pandering to us, and they were, you know, almost sycophantic in how much they looked after us. And, oh well, so be it, that's the way it is. Most of the suppliers of product were doing a really good job, and they were really happy, and nobody was having a bad day, and I just know that doesn't happen in the real world. But they wanted to give us you know, the very best quality service they could. And I had discussions with a few people about that, and that is that we're putting out information talking about the weekend. And in the case of the Adventure Stream, it all went perfect as far as I'm concerned. There wasn't a hitch anywhere. It was just bloody brilliant. But I heard a few complaints from some of the other streams that things weren't going quite as well as I'd hoped. And, you know, that's just the way it is. And there were comments made online about that. But the reality is, even with what I was doing, it wasn't the real world. We were talking about, you know, this unusual environment and pimping it out. Now, they deserve to be pimped out because they're doing a great job. But if somebody uses our referrals as a case in point for going to certain restaurants, well, they could be disappointed because they're not necessarily going to get the same service we got. One of the restaurants we went to, one of the cafes, supposedly I was told on Foursquare, they get rightly bagged out for very poor service and very poor food. But I can't say that I had that experience. So we didn't see them in their normal state. We saw them in an exceptional state. And I think there's a bit of a problem with that, because if people, say, go along to these restaurants and suppliers of product, and they base their experience against what we've left behind, and they're disappointed, well, you know, does it mean they're going to get on Foursquare and Facebook and really give them a hard time? Because in a way, they're setting an extremely high benchmark for themselves now that they have to continue to meet. And if they can meet it, if that's who they normally are, great. But if they can't meet that standard, they have risked the potential to really let people down who have this high expectation of them. Like I said, the hotel where we were staying at looked after us magnificently. But if the way they were for Grum on the Thursday is the way they normally are, everybody's going to turn up expecting what we got, and they're not going to get it. And they're going to be more disappointed than if they had just turned up to a normal, average, everyday business hotel. So I can see it maybe biting them on the arse. Also, I wonder about how well the suppliers have been looked after. Now, I imagine all the restaurants and accommodation suppliers have been, you know, encouraged to participate in this, as that's going to be good for their marketing. And they really did supply excellent products for us. No risk about that. But the I noticed that all bar a couple of them weren't engaging with us online. They didn't have a social media presence. They didn't even have up-to-date websites necessarily. They didn't even have hashtags or Twitter handles for their businesses and for the individuals who work in the businesses. And that sort of leaves me wondering if Canberra Tourism haven't done their job in educating the suppliers of the products of how to engage with us. Now, the War Memorial and Crown Plaza in particular were brilliant at that. They definitely had somebody on staff who was fully engaged with us from before we left. However, a lot of the cafes and restaurants some of them didn't even have a website. They had a link to a Facebook page which wasn't active. Were they educated? Well, you know, the reality is what's happened is they've supplied a great service for us, but it's not going to get any traction on social media because they don't have a social media presence. And if they do get any traction, it's going to be just simply through something like a Foursquare check-in or a quick mention on Foursquare. It's not going to be as substantial as if they had actually engaged with us. So I question whether Canberra Tourism have actually done their legwork to look after them. And they've put out a huge amount of resources, I'm talking about the suppliers, in manpower, products, food and drink and services. You know, they've gone really hard to supply us with all these activities and services. But, you know, at a huge expense to themselves, and it's part of their advertising budget, I'm sure, but I don't think they necessarily fully maximise the potential. Now, some of them may have just been too slack and thought, hey, listen, I'm a cafe owner, that's what I do, I don't worry about this social media thing. And fair enough if they want to do that, but I think they missed a huge opportunity. Basically, yeah, that's really my only questions. Now, I've had some feedback from some other people on some other streams, and one of them will come through, or I'll let him speak for himself when I mash up his audio. But I had another one from a lady, and she mentioned to me that she's travelled all around Australia, and she's seen everything from little tiny country towns to the big cities, and she's never really understood how to peg Australia, how to sum it up succinctly. And she said that one of the great things about coming to Canberra is it basically, for her, solidified in her mind that Canberra sums up Australia. Now, I know not everybody may agree with this, but this is how she felt, that we're such a diverse country. We've got so many different cultures around the country, both from the local cultures that you see in the country towns, but also the way those cultures have evolved because of the migrants who've populated them. And she said that it's also diverse from the cities to the country, that it's hard to actually peg what Australian is. And she said by coming to Canberra, she finally got it, because in one relatively small environment, all of Australia is summed up. And I thought, that's an interesting perspective. I don't know whether I totally agree with her. I'm not sure. I'll have to think about that a little bit more. But I can definitely see the issues that she had, and maybe Canberra is the only place where it all comes together. Okay, granted, it's a huge university campus in its appearance, and it's a bit sterile, but maybe that's what's needed in order to step back and see all of Australia as a whole. It can't have a real strong culture of its own, otherwise it's going to overwhelm seeing greater Australia. So maybe she's got a point. I thought it was interesting. I had a wonderful time on Human Brochure as one of the humans, and I had a wonderful time spending with my 21-year-old daughter as an adult and hanging out with Sabina. That was great. I tried to get an audio boo recorded at the end of Sunday with her, but frankly, we were both so shagged when she couldn't be bothered and spun me a little bit of attitude. I didn't feel like fighting her because I was so knackered too. And then as we were driving home after we got back to Brisbane, I tried it and neither of us were really up to it. And it's taken a day before I've even been able to do this. And I'd love to hear what she has to say, but I probably won't get that information. She's not, you know, like a lot of people who don't get on microphones, she's not comfortable with just speaking her mind. But I would like to hear what she has to say about it, and you probably would also. We had a great time. It was absolutely wonderful. We had an absolute ball. I know we were being manipulated. I know we were on a junket. We took advantage of it. Frankly, I've never been in a situation where I've been able to take advantage of a little bit of personal power. And as tiny as it is, and this is one of those situations where I was one of 500 people out of 31,000 people, and I had a little bit of power just because I've been on the social media networks for all these years. So it was great to get a bit of return for all my time and effort in this new media world. Australian Capital Tourism and everybody at the agency who put it together have done a tremendous job, and they really did bend over backwards for us, and they really did look after us magnificently. I will say that all of the suppliers of all of the products that you can see in my Instagram or Facebook feed did a tremendous, brilliant job at looking after us. Whether they would continue to supply that product at that standard day in, day out, well, that's up to you to decide. I don't know. They may not. But for the weekend that we were there, they definitely looked after us. And it was an absolute hoot. I'm going to follow this audio boo with another couple of boos of recordings that I recorded with other people and mashed them together and put them out in the feed as well. But that'll happen over the next little while. But just summing up my experience, it was great. And it was a particularly wonderful opportunity to spend some really high quality time with my now all grown up but wonderful daughter. So that's Human Brochure and my wonderful experiences in Canberra. Thanks everybody who was involved, and thank you, and this is I suppose one of the more important things, I made some new friends, and that was really a bit of a bonus that I didn't necessarily expect, to actually connect with some people about different topics and things, even if they were all nearly a generation younger than me. It was a great weekend, and thanks to everybody for organising it and being part of it.